I'm sending around pictures because I think it really shows, I'm happy to report, it shows how this program works, because in a way we get to physically see the manifestation of our spiritual condition. So I'm glad that my higher power saw fit to relieve me of the obsession to compulsively overeat and to mutilate my body and to do really disrespectful things to myself, and continues to walk with me one day at a time as I trudge the road of happy destiny. And I'm very grateful to be here. Very, very grateful to be here. I'm really grateful to Elizabeth for asking me, and for the relationship we've been able to enjoy together, and how much I've benefited from that. And I'm very grateful to my sponsor, who I call weekdays to give my food to, and my gratitude to, and my anger and fear to on a daily basis, so that I don't have to carry it alone. And, you know, we were never meant to face this illness on our own, and I can't do it by myself. As much as I would like to, and I'd like to tell you all how to do it, because I've arrived. That would just be so great. But I have to be all really imperfect and vulnerable and messy and screw up and cry and succeed and cheer. And I get to be a human being today. And I spent a lot of time trying to suppress a lot of feelings and control everything around me and the outcome and all that kind of stuff. And so today, and that resulted in being, you know, 250 pounds and not wanting to weigh myself anymore, and who knows how much I weighed after that. So today I get to feel. It turns out feeling is really painful, and life's really hard, and there's nothing to dull it anymore. So that's what you get. And that's what I do. That's what I have to do in order to stay clean. It took me a long time to get into the program. I came into program in a different program, and my very first meeting was in 1985. So I've been in the rooms, in rooms like this, for a long time. But, you know, food was just another manifestation of the illness for me that I didn't have a problem with. So I have the disease of more, and that takes all kinds of different forms. Like, I can be sitting in my house wanting to move to an apartment in Paris and not appreciating the fact I have a nice, wonderful, warm little house that I actually pay for. I can be sitting in traffic cursing, wanting to be on the beach in Hawaii, not appreciating the fact that I have a fuel efficient car that gets me to a job that where I have a profession that I enjoy, that I give service back to the world. So on and on and on it goes. And it's the disease of more. I have a very limited perception of what I've been given. And the fact that I have been relieved of compulsive overeating on a daily basis since I came into the rooms of OA in the year 2000 is proof to me that there is a power greater than me that's alive and well in my life. Now, that doesn't mean I don't curse that higher power, because life is the way it is. But, you know, we talk a lot about, in the first step, we talk a lot about surrender. You know, surrender, surrender, surrender. It's like surrender to food, surrender to the disease, surrender. In my mind, I've surrendered to food for a long time. I've let food be my higher power for, you know, that's what's comfortable, that's what's familiar. What I really think we surrender to is this idea of a higher power. To me, that's the real deal internally, the real struggle that goes on. Because truthfully, if I'm still picking up the food and using it, I have a problem with God. Because I don't trust. It's just, to me, it's just like that simple. I am playing God. I'm allowing food to be my God. And, you know, to me, that's the power of the steps. It gives me that ability to come to terms with that. I'm a student of these steps, and I am such a believer in them. To me, I have seen the power of them working in my life for many years now, for like 30 years now. And they're magical to me in a very spiritual, emotionally, intellectual, financial. I mean, the magic of these steps is just fascinating to me, how they continue to work in my inner life to give me the tools to deal with relationships, to help me in problems that I have, with reactions that I have, to help me continue to work toward, you know, a peaceful mind, and interact with people in the world, you know, between the traditions and the steps. So I 100% surrender to these steps that we have. I 100% believe and have faith that they are restoring me to sanity, sane eating, and sane living, and a sane emotional life, one day at a time. I've recently started working the steps again, and so I'm on step 4 now. And when I went through my steps this time, like every time I am willing to actually do the work and put down the food, so I just said a lot right there, because that takes a lot of recovery right there. But every time I'm willing to put down the food and pick up the steps, they work. New lessons for living are learned. New ways to be happy with myself, new ways to understand how I work and to have alternatives, new ways to have choices about how I respond, to have pause. And, you know, this time it wasn't as easy as it's been in the past, because I'm still recovering from some things that have gone on in my life that I really didn't plan, and that nobody asked me if they could happen. And I'm still sort of angry that it is the way it is in my life right now. But I'm grateful that I don't have to keep pounding at the door, you know, saying, why did this happen? I'm very grateful today that there's more, there's just a more, how do I put it? I recognize myself more now. I get to have moments where I feel comfortable in my skin, and I start appreciating more and more what I do have instead of crying about what I don't have. So this time around with step 2, it's the sort of phrase that I had for myself was that I'm connecting with the light in my third eye that's connected to the light behind the stars, where we're all connected, where no one ever dies, and where we all go back to. And there was something that was just so peaceful about that, that all the fighting, all the is there, isn't there, all the arguments, all the... And I think that's the struggle in step two. How do I come to terms with where I'm at right now, who I'm at, who I am, with what's going on in my life? How do I come to terms? What matters to me? What can I accept? What can I have faith in? What do I trust? What feels right for me? And as most of you know, my partner died 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now. And when I went through the steps right after he died, all that I could accept about a higher power was there's goodwill in the world. That's all I got. That's it. Everything else wasn't okay. But that was enough. All it asked for in step two is a willingness to believe that there's a power greater than me, and that it's up to you what that is. I hope that your power that's greater than you is powerful. That would be my only suggestion, that doorknobs may not work for what's wrong with me. But there's so many things that we get to do here. Like, we get to borrow somebody else's higher power that really seems to be working in their life. We get to, the literature tells us we can write a want ad for our higher power. Well, okay, if there was a higher power, this is what I want it to look like. And over again, it just says that we just need to be willing to stop fighting, put down the swords, at least for me, and just trust. It's a tall order, but that's when I've taken a step two and I've secured that in my heart, and I've said, okay. Step three is just so easy. Why wouldn't you want to turn your will in your life over? You know? I mean, my choices and my perspective that I've made in my life has proven over and over again that it's a really good idea for my will in my life over. And the sanity that I get to have, most of these days is worth keep coming back to that, what that means for me. So, right now I'm feeling pretty settled with my food. I've been through, you know, these 16 years that I've been in OA, I feel like the steps and my food plan and what my relationship with all the good things I'm doing to my life in my life are kind of all interwoven in my spiritual development. And right now I have a lot of peace around food, and it hasn't been that way. It hasn't always been that way. And I'm someone that has maintained a healthy body weight the whole time I've been in program, but it doesn't mean that I've gone up a few pounds and down a few pounds and up 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 pounds and down about 10 pounds. And I've fluctuated a lot, but it's 10 pounds. It's not 100 pounds. Who did that? When I fluctuated on my own, it was 100 pounds. I know that one of my biggest character defects that will kill me very fast is perfection and control. And so for me, controlling the food or making it about certain amounts and certain things is a part of my disease. So that's just me. And that's the beauty, like we get to have a higher power, and we get to choose what that higher power is. We get to have a food plan, and we get to choose what that food plan is. And there's nobody, my sponsor doesn't tell me what to eat. She asks me how I'm doing. So the minute I focus on food as the solution to my problem, and the amounts and the quantities and what it is, for me personally, it's when I'm in my disease. Now, since my partner died, I've taken protein bars to bed. I've had stood up and eaten out of a box. I've done all kinds of compulsive eating behaviors. And it didn't mean that I was out of OA, or I didn't have an abstinence, or I didn't, I was a bad person or whatever. It meant that I was a scared little girl that was using her little blankie to try to get through life and sucking her thumb on the couch or whatever. So I was within my abstinence, because abstinence is a big, beautiful thing that we get here. It's a acceptance. It's love. It's unconditional love. It's sponsorship. It's meetings. It's all of the tools. It's a spiritual way of life. So I, you know, those are my own personal views, and we're all allowed. It's a big room. It's a big, big program, and there's lots of room for everything. And the fact that I took a protein bar to bed one time, and I'm still a moderate weight, and I still fit in all my clothes that I fit into 16 years ago, to me is proof that there's a power greater than me running my recovery, running the rooms of OA, outside of me and my little ups and downs with the program. So thank you for asking me to speak. And the floor is open. Thank you.